The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Just for a moment, as we go before the throne of grace and as we prepare ourselves to hear a word from God. Yeah. Through it all, whatever your it is, you can handle it. But we're going to talk about why you can handle what you're going through. It's right here in the Word of God. And it has nothing to do with our strength. But it has everything with the strength that God has given us that's already in us. Woo! We've all had days to where we've just broken down, been broken. But yet God builds us up. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Most holy, precious, loving, giving, and forgiving God. Lord, we come before your throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. Lord, this is your house, but it's a hospital. We don't come here because we're well. We come here seeking help and hope and healing. Matter of fact, you didn't come to the righteous, but you came to those who are in need. And so we've come, Lord, needing you. Right now, we need to hear a word from you. Lord, it is our hope and it is our prayer that everything that has been said or done in this place has been pleasing unto your sight. But Lord, right now we pause to now shift what needs to happen now. Lord, we've spoken, we've sown, we've lifted up prayer and scripture. Now we need you to speak. Word says that he that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says to the church. So Lord, as I stand as your vessel, be ever so pleased. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my mouth. As a matter of fact, just do this. Hide me that you would be seen. Silence me that you would be heard. Why do we need to hear you? Because you said my sheep know my voice. And my sheep, and they follow me. Speak. Speak in this place. Speak not just in this place. Speak in these earthen vessels. From the pulpit to the door. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the praise and honor and the glory, for it is truly in Jesus' name and for Christ's sake that we pray. Let every heart say, amen. Remain standing for the reading of our word. Remain standing. Psalm 46. We'll be reading from the book of Psalms. But that song we just sung will make more sense when we read this psalm. The 46th psalm. Now, I'm not going to read it all in its entirety. I'm only going to read verse 1 and verse 7. The New King James Version says, God is. Now, I could just stop right there. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I could just, that'll speak for itself. Huh? Come on, somebody. Just God is. But the text says God is, just because we might need to put a qualifier on this one here. He can be everything we need him to be. But in this text it says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I'm going to go ahead and just pre-warn you. Spoiler alert. There's not going to be a whole bunch of slides today. We're just going to speak from the Word of God. Because that's it. And here's the text. The title is the message. For just a little while, we want to talk about God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Amen. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. The 46th Psalm is a song of holy comfort that gives assurance of divine help when it is needed the most. It's a psalm that comforts troubled hearts and gives us encouragement to keep pressing on when we find ourselves in the midst of trouble. Am I talking to somebody? I think that we can all agree that we are living in troubled or troublesome times. Seems that we are living in a time where you don't even have to go find trouble, because it seems that trouble will find you. Come on, somebody. isn't it amazing, Miller? I don't want to call you out. Maybe I'm just talking about me, but isn't it amazing how you can be minding your own business? Come on, somebody. And trouble will just come riding down your street. Lampkin, he then backs up in your driveway, walks right through your front door of your house, and he comes in without even knocking, Finley, and he'll be staring you right in your face before you even know it. Come on, somebody. Listen, you don't have to find trouble, because trouble will find you. All it takes sometimes is a phone call in the wee hours of the night. All it takes sometimes is just sitting down and watching the 6 o'clock or the 10 o'clock news. Some folks say, that's why I've stopped watching the news. I don't need no more bad news. All it takes is the doctor walking into the room with a somber look on his or her face, and maybe even walking away shaking their head. All it takes is being denied or turned down for a loan that you desperately need. Not having the monies this month to pay all your bills, and the bill collectors keep ringing your phone. Come on, somebody. All it takes is any one of those things or something else like it, and you will find yourself right in the midst of a troubling situation. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God is our refuge and strength. Come on, somebody. A very present help in the time of trouble. In this text before us, the psalmist presents us with three fundamental issues that we need to understand, three keys that we need to understand, not just the what the text says, but the why. The why. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in a time of trouble. In other words, we need to learn what we need to do when trouble shows up, not just on our doorsteps, but in our living rooms. Come on, somebody. Well, the first thing the psalmist says is God is our refuge. In other words, the text can really preach itself. That's what I'm going to let it do. In other words, the text is revealing the shelter of God's help. In other words, what the text is saying, Griffith, is that God is our safe place. He's a safety zone. He's a shelter from danger. As a matter of fact, you all remember, I know sometimes we get real modern in these days and times that we live in, but y'all know I'm one of those old school, new school preachers. And y'all remember in the old time church, come on, somebody, when we used to sing songs, you know, that used to say, he's a shelter in the time of a storm. Huh? Remember that? Y'all remember that? Sister Graham, you remember that? Huh? And then we have a verse that said, oh, I came to Jesus. As I was weary, wounded, sad. Come on, y'all. Oh, I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Well, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land. Oh, well, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A what? A there you go. Woo. Wait a minute, I got one more. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I was blind, but now I see. Well, Jesus is a rock. Y'all know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, gee, in a weird, say it one more time. He's a what? See, we used to sing that kind of stuff. Come on, somebody, give God a, oh, yeah. Because we understood what it meant. That's why sometimes you got to go through some stuff to know that Jesus is a rock. But we're reminded here that he's a refuge. That's what makes that come about. Amen. I don't know about you, but in my lifetime, trouble has visited me on a regular basis. There were some times when I didn't know if I was coming or going. But I'm glad I knew Jesus was a rock. Come on, somebody. And I'm glad that I knew he was a shelter and a refuge in the midst of trouble. In other words, when you feel like that there is no other place, you got a safe place in God. He is someone we can go to in the time of trouble. Yes, he is our refuge, but can I tell you something? If you take a note, you need to write this down. Remember, it's just you and me. All right, just me and you. If you're taking notes, write this down. Watch this. Watch this. He doesn't shelter us to pamper us. Teach, Holy Ghost. Woo, Jesus. He does not shelter us to pamper us. Sister Graham, he shelters us to prepare us and help us face the troubles that we have to face on this side of time. What he lets us know that no matter how bad you're troubled or how troublesome your situation may seem to you, our God, your God, my God, our God, the text says our God is refuge. But watch the text, because not only does it say that he's a refuge, the text reveals to us that not only the shelter of God's help, but the text also reveals the strength of God's help. For the psalmist says that God is our refuge and strength. You see, my brothers and my sisters, it's important to understand that the word "and," come on somebody, is a what? Conjunction. Y'all remember, huh? Schoolhouse Rock, conjunction, junction. What's your, come on, there you go. Hooking up words and phrases together. That's what's happening here. So in order to get the proper connotation of what the psalmist is trying to tell us, we have to connect refuge and strength together. Teach, Holy Ghost. You see, they go together. Refuge and strength go together. Surely goodness and mercy, they go together. Grace and mercy go together. In essence, when God extends grace, amen, he's being merciful. Come on, somebody. And when he extends mercy, in essence, he's being gracious. Amen. Remember, he doesn't have to do either one, but it's in his nature. Amen. Well, the same is true with this concept. It's refuge and strength. Not only is God our refuge, but God is our refuge and strength. He's our strength. What makes him our strength? He's our strength, let me today, because he infuses us with his strength. That's what makes us able to be able to stand in the midst of trouble. Talking about whatever is troubling you right now. You thought the last thing you was going through was going to kill you. I know it hit you real hard and you were winded real bad. But you thought that was going to take you out. Even the devil thought he'd hit you with his best punch. But you've been infused, teach Holy Ghost, with the strength of God. And so whatever might be troubling you right now. In other words, oh, Jesus, watch this, Sister Stephanie. In other words, God has to inoculate. Oh, Jesus, did you see that? Or vaccinate us with his power. What does it mean to be vaccinated? Come on, somebody. It means you got to be treated with a vaccine in order to produce some immunity against a disease. Good God Almighty, y'all missed that thing. That's the kind of strength that we got in us. So for somebody here under the sound of my voice, you are in the midst of a troublesome or troubling situation, and your situation doesn't seem like it's getting any better. Matter of fact, I'm talking to somebody, you think it's getting worse. Well, the reason that might be, I hate to step on somebody's toes, starting with my own, is because sometimes you're trying to deal with your situation in your own strength. Huh? But we must allow God to infuse us with his strength. All that, and see, the infusion comes with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. If you are saved, I said if, coming to church don't make you saved. Come on, somebody. Come on. If you are saved, coming to church is a good start, but if you are saved, amen. Although it's a good start being here, the Bible says in Romans 10, the 9th verse, if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord of all is rich to all who call upon his name. For whoever, come on somebody, say whoever. We in the whoever crowd. Come on, somebody. I know we always want to be somebody, but we in the whoever crowd. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, if you are saved, then we have been infused with God's power and strength. As a matter of fact, it's not just any kind of power. It's dunamis power. It's dynamite power. And if you are sure that you have that kind of power deep down in your spirit and soul, come on, somebody, deep down inside of you, then you can declare like Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Simply stop by here to encourage somebody here up under the sound of my voice and to remind all of us that God is our refuge and our strength. Since God is our refuge and our strength, all you need to do is trust in him. All you need to do is lean on his everlasting arms. All you need to do is walk in his amazing grace. All you need to do is look to the hills from whence cometh your help. And you need to know, that's just some stuff you need to know, and know all your help comes from the Lord. Amen. Well, not only does the text reveal to us the shelter and the strength of God, but that he is the very present help. The Lord of hosts is with us. The psalmist reveals to us that God is dependable. Come on, somebody. And that he always shows up right on time. Why do you think it is? Why do you think it is that God always shows up right on time? Well, That's because even before trouble shows up, God is already there. Come on, somebody. We serve an omnipresent God. He's everywhere at the same time. And the reason why I know is because, listen, trouble can show up at your house. Huh? And while you might be shocked that trouble is there, don't be shocked that God is there with you. Come on, somebody. Trouble has to even have a, listen, trouble might show up, but trouble's got to have a permission slip. Hey, did you see what I said? I said trouble has to have a permission slip signed by God to even before he can even ride up and down your street and back into your driveway. Even the devil is God's devil, and he's on a leash. I know he's been given a rein, but it's going to end at some time soon. That's why the psalmist says that God is a present help in the time of trouble. The word present affirms to us the fact that we serve a right now God. A right now God, what are you trying to say, Pastor King? Well, what I'm saying to somebody is that the Lord's help is immediately available to us in the time of trouble. Am I talking to anybody here who can say that God is? Come on, somebody. I mean, that's enough right there. God is. Huh? God is. But particularly, as I get ready to close, God is my refuge. God is my shelter. God is my safe place. Is anybody here who knows that God is omnipresent, and that God is omnipotent? That means he's all powerful. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, I took that down, I said that'll speak right there, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. I know you're going through some stuff in your body. I know you're going through some stuff in your mind. I know you're going through some stuff in your relationship. I know you're going through some stuff in your finances. But the Bible says that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. I didn't say it wouldn't shake us. My God, but it won't be able to separate us. Jesus told Peter, he says, the devil does desire to sift you as wheat. In other words, he wants to shake you. He didn't say he would stop the shaking or the sifting. He said, but I prayed that your faith faileth not. And you can get through it because you know that nothing will separate us. Y'all don't hear me in here. From the love of God. When you have time, read the entire 46th Psalm in its entirety, because you'll see in verse 9 where there one day God's going to bring wars to an end. He's going to bring all this stuff to an end. And then you're going to see in verse 10 where he says, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Then he closes this very psalm with that verse. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You need to know, as I get ready to open the doors of the church, that God is God, and he is in charge, and he knows what he's doing. We might not understand his ways. We may even find his ways hard, but we can trust him. He's a trustworthy God who always does the right thing. And every now and then, we have to say to God, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. We need to say, you know what, Lord? I need to get you out the co-pilot seat. Come on, somebody. And I need to let you just drive. Because the problem is, if you let the devil get even in the car, he's going to want to drive. And if you got God in the co-pilot seat, then who you let drive in your car? You need to just say, Lord, you got it. You are God. Matter of fact, you know about this better than me. Matter of fact, you know me better than me. You can be honest with God. Sister Miller, you can say, Lord, I find this hard, but I trust you. And I trust you because I know you to be my strength, my refuge, and a very present help in the time of trouble. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.